brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, Hank Williams Jr. has released a song about getting fired from the NFL for the Soviet-style censorship. We're going to play part of that. We've got Adam Kakesh joining us. He's caught more devastating video. The Occupy America for Sovietism movement, that's more and more becoming that. We tried to stop it and had some success getting in the Fed mixed in, but they now see that as vampires that see high noon. I want to salute, and I will be going up there myself, or at least sending reporters up there, as I promised to do this weekend. There have been upwards of 20 people, sometimes it's only five or six, continually occupying the Dallas head branch of Region 11. And they are getting attention in the news up in Dallas. And they've had another big rally yesterday, I'm told, up in Dallas that got some attention. So great job. I think I'm going to send, I've got limited reporters is the problem. We don't have enough people. We don't have enough funds to have enough reporters to really do what we could be doing. I'm not complaining, just please support us. We got enough PrisonPlanet.tv members, we can. Videos, Occupy the Fed, Dallas going strong. And it's got people there in day three, four, five, there right through to last night, all up at Infowars.com. Videos, Occupy the Fed, Dallas going strong in Dallas, Texas, following Alex's rally last week at the Federal Reserve. The movement to draw attention to the cartel of private bankers fraudulently masquerading as a federal agency is going strong. I probably need to add to this article that, hey, you know, I've called for people to continue to protest Federal Reserve locations, to continue. Because now more than ever, we've, A, got to try to go to Occupy Wall Street and say, hey, would you like to go after who actually did this economically? Would you actually like to get out of this? Or do you just want to get conned and pay trillions more in VAT taxes like Herman Cain wants and George Soros and Warren Buffett want and Bill Gates wants to the Federal Reserve? Because that's what the very same ECB, European Central Bank in Europe, same shareholders is setting up there to rape people. And they just dispensed with it's for the poor. They're like, we run things. We're holding you financially hostage. We control your finance ministers. We're doing it. Shut up. We have troops standing by with machine guns. And if you don't go along with us, it's over. So, again, talking to all the folks that are out there, I want to make it clear. We're going to be talking to Adam Kokesh about it in a moment. But it is essential. Who knows? I'll probably... I've just got to pick a time to drive to Dallas and join people. As I said, if people stayed there and it was good numbers, I would go up there, that I would at least send to reporters. It's just then I start thinking about how much more good I can do doing the radio, doing the TV. And I've also got some other things I want to do on the road. But they're just doing an incredible job up there. So please get to the Dallas Fed. If you can just stay 24 hours, that's great. Or if you get a motel for a couple days and stay there when you can. The power of people out there with signs freaks out these globalists. They know every demonstrator represents 1,000 to 10,000 people, depending on which actuary they look at. Especially for conservative, constitutional, libertarian types, they know that those statistically are not the types that are joiners or protesters. They know that. They know once you blow your top, you do a 1776. We've got to not let the George Soros people take over opposition to government corruption and corporate corruption and then call for exactly what the globalists want. Also, on this video page, somebody's posted, I guess American Phoenix 57 has posted a lot of quotes that, by the way, I do know are from the actual publications, because I've vetted these very quotes before. Here's a quote of the day. We are likely to do better by building our house of world order from the bottom up rather than from the top down. An end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, is likely to get us to world order faster than the old-fashioned assault. I think you misquoted. It's old-fashioned frontal assault. Richard N. Gardner, CFR member and former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for International Organization, Foreign Affairs Quarterly, CFR Magazine, April 74. A decade ago or so, I actually bought that Foreign Affairs bi-monthly book. I think I paid like $20 for it. You can buy them at bookstores every 2 months when they come out. But I actually sent off and bought the copy of where they say that. That's who runs our country. A bunch of corporate crooks. I'll read some more quotes.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, coming up, Lord Christopher Monckton is joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about huge developments in Europe. John Major, the former British Prime Minister, has come out and admitted that part of the Maastricht Treaty that brought England into the Euro exempted the city of London itself, just like the Vatican, from the EU, and that this new super Europe being set up in a financial bankster takeover will actually get rid of the sovereignty of even the city of London. And he's saying instead of that, they should basically demand a vote and either get out of the euro entirely, because now it's going to be German and Vatican dominated. That's what Tony Blair's run over to Europe and been involved in all of this. And that the city of London will lose its power and it'll move to Frankfurt. And that's what's happening. You've got inner globalist fighting going on. I've got it in the Daily Mail. I've got it in Financial Times of London. Golden chance to win power back from EU. Financial Times of London, reclaim power from EU, says Major. But again, hidden in here, it admits all the world government stuff. Sir John Major on Telegraph, Britain should negotiate for a looser form of Europe. And he gets into the inside baseball of the Maastricht Treaty. This is just incredible. They're talking about the euro completely collapsing within a month if they don't get all these new powers. That's a bunch of bull. They're just holding people hostage. That is all coming up today. And then we've got a fella involved with KRS-One, who we've had on the show, and I'm going to get back on, and, of course, Immortal Technique and others. They're announcing a big national tour by hip-hop artists, predominantly black folks, for Ron Paul. This is big news. And so I want to get behind this and support it. Very exciting. Shattering the left-right paradigm, shattering the racial divide. It's all about liberty. It's about what's in your heart, what's in your mind, not about what color your skin is. And, by the way, we've confirmed in San Antonio and in other cities from my reporters, but also echoed by our listeners, that people show up and Move On comes in, George Soros groups, SEIC, SEIU, all those different stupid unions, the service unions, they come in there and they create racial division. They create, you know, they bring it up. They inject it. Then they say, no Ron Paul. Matt Medina's confirmed it in San Antonio. They tell him, no Ron Paul signs. Darren McBreen, our reporter, has confirmed. His son was out at the Occupy Wall Street here in Austin yesterday. They said, do not bring your Ron Paul sign here. We're confirming this nationwide. They're telling people the Federal Reserve is good. Leave it alone. The Federal Reserve is the inside crony anti-capitalist. They're called crony capitalists, but they're not capitalists. The crony monopoly mafia men that have taken over our country, bankrupted it, and that masquerade as a federal agency. Now, a few weeks ago, a week and a half ago, it was the top drudge link, biggest link you can get on the Internet. And that's exciting because it exposed the early-on attempt to co-opt Occupy Wall Street. We documented the Democratic-affiliated groups months ago called for an Occupy Wall Street movement coming up in October, just like the Soviet October Revolution. And they want collectivism, like Michael Moore, the guy worth hundreds of millions, says, get rid of capitalism. That means your private property. They want higher taxes, something the big banks want, because they end up getting most of it in bailout money. They want VAT and sales tax, what Herman Cain's promoting. In Europe, they're promoting expansions of that to pay off the derivatives debt we don't owe. So we're at this point now. Will the bankers be able to con people into going along with their next phase of tyranny? And that you now have Occupy Wall Street marching to the Koch brothers and five other, including Rupert Murdoch, Republican billionaires. So, again, the message is Republicans are bad, money is bad, not corrupt groups with government getting taxpayer money. That's what's bankrupting us. The globalists are purposely destroying our sovereignty to bring in this world government. I mean, John Major has come out and warned England is about to, the UK is about to completely lose all its sovereignty. That's coming up with Lord Monckton in about 20 minutes from now. But I want to go to Adam Kokesh joining us via video Skype, because we wrote an article about them coming up and saying we want authoritarianism. We want the power of the state. We want to shut down freedom, basically. We're authoritarian. People said, well, that's out of context. Well, I'm getting that all over the country now. Okay, now we've got a new video he shot, Occupy agitators attempt to ban First Amendment, foul-mouthed collectivists don't want their creepy consensus meetings being filmed, Paul Joseph Watson, at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's got in it the video that we can't play here like the other one that's so foul-mouthed, so gibbering that we can't play it, but you can go watch it if you want. This is a family show, plus we're on AM and FM under FCC rules. But the gibbering person and others are saying you're not going to film our event. And so to break this down is Adam Kokesh. So, boy, this sounds like Quartzsite, Arizona, where they try to ban free speech. I mean, this doesn't sound like the super democracy people, Adam.
Alex, hey, thank you so much for having me on and for getting to the heart of what's really at these occupation movements. Because the core rallying cry is the 99% versus the 1%. And a lot of libertarians hear that, and a lot of people like you and me who have our worldview hear that, and they go, yeah, that's right. There's that 1% that is super rich. And a lot of them are benefiting because of bailouts, because of handouts, because of corporatism, because of the Federal Reserve System, because of what our government is doing. But there is a fundamental flaw here, and it's not just that this movement is being co-opted by liberal establishment leadership. It's more than that. This movement is fundamentally statist at its heart, because it is not saying, let's look at the moochers versus the producers, the people versus the exploiters. No, it's the successful versus the 99%. And now a lot of that 1%, like I said, is in that 1% only because of government action, because of government welfare to corporations, to the military-industrial complex, to the financial industry. But there are a lot of people who are at these demonstrations who are motivated by this rallying cry, and the primary kinds of people that are motivated by this rallying cry are the kinds of left statists. I don't like the left-right divide, but these are left statists. These are people who want to turn to the government for solutions to problems that were created by the government in the first place, and they are unwilling to admit that what they are talking about is just as bad as what we have today, that what they are asking for is for more force to be applied, for more government intervention.
Well, Adam, it's actually worse. And of course, the left-right exists in the false paradigm. So, of course, you have to address them as leftist, hardcore authoritarians. They're calling for the equivalent of the October Revolution in 1917. There's right. Lots of beheading talk, lots of authoritarianism, lots of wealth confiscation talk. And lots of establishment talking points, free education, free health care, blah, 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 that you can only get through total degradation, total slavery, trading out Federal Reserve commissars for the new commissars and the new apparatchik. But on top of it, we've got George Soros. We've got Warren Buffett, all wanting new banker bailout money, all wanting new VAT sales taxes. Herman Cain on the fake controlled right, calling for a sales tax to pay off our debt when it's not our debt. I mean, you got the whole system selling the same Kool-Aid, just with different flavors. And now I've confirmed, Adam, in Austin, in San Antonio, in Colorado, all over the country, they are coming over and saying, you get your Ron Paul thing out of here, and literally going like this. So now, maybe 3 weeks ago it wasn't co-opted, but now it is no doubt a bunch of dangerous rabble. That doesn't mean everybody is, but those getting the attention, those leading it, they're after one group, and that's after libertarians, constitutionalists.
Well, Alex, as amazing as your job of analyzing this has been, and I've been going to Infowars.com for a lot of my background on this, for getting a sense of what's going on in the larger national scene, I think the one thing that most people are still missing is that it's not just being co-opted. You can't even say that a few weeks ago it was something legitimately beautiful, grassroots freedom fighting. It was always, from the beginning, it was this fundamental rage. I mean, this is what the protesters have been saying. It is their rage, and it is a rage that is coming from resentment of success, that is coming from liberalism. And like you said, they're calling for an October Revolution-style thing. But you know what? The October Revolution actually had a huge one-up on what's going on in America today, because most of the people in the streets aren't willing to face up to the fact that it is their messiah. It is the one that they voted for. It is Barack Obama, who is responsible for those who they say in the 1%.
Exactly. At least the Bolsheviks were going after the czars, which was another form of tyranny. In this case, they're just milling around thinking Obama's going to save them from Wall Street when he's represented by the corrupt elements. And you're absolutely right, Adam. It is disgusting to hate success. A top race car driver, a top painter, a top computer programmer, somebody like, you know, Steve Jobs, who actually did develop things. You can, you know, criticize the Chinese slave labor. It is, you're right, it's this anger at people who have done well in life, and it's really scary. Do you agree with Rand Paul, then, that this, from what you've seen in D.C. and New York, does have a true French Revolution flavor rather than a 1776 flavor?
Absolutely. Now, you know, I'm not going to try to make the historical comparisons. I'm not an expert, but what this is doing is separating us from the real divide, the real philosophical divide in this country and this world when it comes to matters of government and power and control, which is that it's not about those who benefit the most from the corrupt evil system. It's the corrupt evil system itself. And it doesn't exist because banksters sponsor it, because corporations corrupt it. It exists because there are people like those in the street at Occupy Wall Street right now. There are people like in the street in Occupy DC and all over the country. Now, there are some libertarian pockets. There are some libertarians who are out there doing great work. You have Occupy the Fed in Dallas. And in Minnesota, there's a slightly different kind of occupation going on that really is libertarian driven. But it is between people like these in the streets who really make up the bulk and the driving force of this movement, who want government to solve problems, who want to mooch off of others.
Exactly. And then all that does is creates a bigger vacuum for the foreign banks to suck up our wealth. These idiots don't get it. Big government doesn't work. All it does is gang rape you. Adam Kokesh, I want to talk about more of what you've seen from these people on the streets, because because, I mean, there's no doubt now. They're calling for an October-style revolution, and they want me to basically be their slave, I guess, and work in some slave pit for them.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514. As an extra bonus, get our men's libido formula to support better intimacy for both you and her. It's yours absolutely free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514.
Look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one. Occupy Wall Street, the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are, devil in disguise.
All right, we are joined by Adam Kokesh. I can have him on for 2 hours. I want to have him back up for a full hour. In the near future, but we only got like 4 minutes, 5 minutes left. Adam, I mean, I really get what you're saying here. I tried to be friendly with these people, at least the leaders of it. They claim there's no leaders. That's a lie. It's Democratic operatives. They don't want that to be known, though. Now they admit it's come out in internal documents. This is the Obama reelection strategy. The Federal Reserve has endorsed them. I mean, what more do we need to know? These are people begging the government for something, which is fundamentally the wrong answer. Big government has gotten us into this position. Now, you've been down amongst these people. And bottom line, who leads them? Who directs them? What other authoritarian stuff have you heard them say?
Well, remember, like with the Tea Party, in order for it to be co-optable by the Republican Party, there had to be some kind of connection there. So for in order for this thing to be co-optable by these left forces, it has to be fundamentally left-leaning at its core. And there are a lot of people there who are really just being led, real sheep, who are getting into these group call and repeat general assemblies, this consensus decision-making. And in these things, and I've actually been involved in some meetings like this, and it's an interesting organizing technique, but it doesn't work for things like this except to make it vulnerable to anybody who wants to co-opt them. And that's really kind of the dangerous thing about this, is that anybody who can get in there and take charge and stand up with the loudest voice and sort of run the equivalent of their parliamentary process can really take charge and really co-opt it and move it in their direction. But I want to direct people to another video that I put out, because you've been mentioning the one where I'm blocked from filming this event in D.C. and their disregard for the First Amendment fundamentally when they disagree with someone exercising their First Amendment rights is really disgraceful. But a lot of the followers, and you're not going to win over the heart of this movement. We're not going to do it with the message of liberty. We're not going to get it out by going out and shaking hands or
screaming. No. Now they're saying, you can have your union signs, you can call for socialism, do not bring it in the Fed or Ron Paul. That is the cross to them. I mean, and that tells you everything you need to know about these folks.
Well, that's coming from the leadership. And the thing is, a lot of the people that are there that are just showing up that really don't know better are going along with that. But a good chunk of them are very, very easily won over. Now, this is still a very small part of the population. Remember, this is I've heard the biggest number I've heard at all out of the whole thing was 20,000 people in New York, which is significant. But really, on a regular basis, it's a couple of thousand here and there. You know, nationally.
Yeah, see how the mainstream media is giving them massive attention. That's another big tip off.
Right. Well, it is an interesting conversation. It's an important conversation. This is why I'm talking about it, because there are a lot of people there who are just kind of going along to get along, following along, but who are genuinely angry and upset with the state of the economy, the state of the country, and the exploitation, and they haven't quite put the pieces together yet. There's another video on my YouTube channel called Surprise, You Might Be a Ron Paul Supporter. And it's relatively easy to convince some of these people to be won over, but the driving force behind it never will be won over. It is fundamentally anti-freedom. It is vitriolic. It is being run by people who think they can use the government to force their will on others. That's what a lot of my videos have exposed. So I do want to encourage Ron Paul supporters to get out there if they want, because it's an opportunity for outreach. But please do not mistake it for an opportunity to be a part of something, because no matter what comes out of this, you will not be happy with the outcome. It will be more government control. As you said, Alex, it's about increasing the control of government over the economy. It's about feeding into the plans for globalism. It's about getting rid of all of those individual protections that are supposed to be important in the United States. When they chant, tell me what democracy looks like, it's because they are fundamentally opposed to the idea of a republic which safeguards individual liberty. They want mob rule.
Yeah, for those that don't know, as Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin said in different permutations, democracy's two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. And for folks that are drinking fluoride and don't understand what that means, two wolves are going to vote to eat the sheep. In a republic, the sheep is protected from the wolves, even if they both vote to eat the sheep. And that's what's so fundamentally dangerous about, especially the D.C. folks. You know, the Occupy Wall Street people in Houston were pretty good. The ones in Dallas, you know, said we're not coming near in the Fed thing. In San Antonio, they were outright saying we're the enemy. So it's just pure idiocy, and I really feel sorry for them. Adam, I want to continue to talk to you in the next week or two as this unfolds. But when the Federal Reserve endorses it, you better believe we know it's bad. Adam Kokesh, thank you for joining us.
And keep doing the good work. You're reaching far more people than these protests are.
Well, I mean, that is another issue. So are you. The establishment's hyping these up while ignoring our In the Fed demonstrations over the last, you know, decades. It's just incredible. Adam Kokesh, thank you. Lord Monckton coming up with EU News. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big BA. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain.
Hank Williams, Jr.
We know who to blame.
Fired from introducing Monday Night Football after 20 years for talking bad about Lord Obama. This is his answer to it. Crank it up.
I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
Love it. Love it. Good. I'm glad he didn't just roll over. And then he's now countered back. That is the spirit we need. All right, let's continue here. later in the next few days, I'll try to play the whole song on air. I know folks out there are wanting to hear it. Even if you're not a country music fan, you got to be a fan of the First Amendment. You know, I didn't think the Dixie Chicks should be blackballed for being against the Iraq War. That's their First Amendment. We're going to go to Lord Christopher Monckton, a British politician, public speaker, former newspaper editor, and hereditary peer, formerly a member, and this is kind of an older bio, he's like one of the head spokesmen for the Conservative Party. Monckton has been the head of the policy unit for UK Independence Party since 2010. He's the deputy leader of the party under Lord Pearson, and he served as the Conservative Central Office and worked for Margaret Thatcher as one of her chief advisors. He's also a scientist and inventor. He's written for The Universe, The Sunday Telegraph, Today, The Evening Standard, and a lot more. ScienceandPublicPolicy.org and UKIP.org are the websites where you can find out more about Lord Monckton. Now, let's be clear here. I'm not an Anglophile, but having the last name Jones, I've studied English history, British history, the Britties, the whole nine yards quite a bit. And that's also at the center of world history, kind of the new Roman Empire, so you could say, coming out of England. Now we have the euro being set up by the Bilderberg Group, other globalists. Margaret Thatcher spoke out against that through the Treaty of Rome, 1957. Now it's imploding Europe by design. We predicted this years ago with our economists, and calling for a private banking system to run it with the unelected euro bureaucracy with total dictatorial power. Now, I'm even hearing MSNBC I have even heard, because I hear TV on my XM radio, I have even heard Bloomberg, CNBC, others say it's horrible that Germany is a democracy and that they're allowed to vote because they may vote Merkel out. They've almost voted her out twice. It's parliamentary. So if she loses enough seats, she's gone. It's not like an up or down vote. And boy, this is terrible. We need this financial dictatorship to save the world system. But no matter how much you pump into these derivatives, you can't prop them up. How many economists have we had on? It's over 1,500 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion. It's not our debt. But they've got these giant groups of people that are dependent, that burned half of England down a few months ago, as you know, wanting more. You've got the people bringing in record immigrant populations demanding more, more, more. 7 billion people wanting to come into the West. And it's unsustainable. And something incredible happened. It's why Lord Monckton joins us and hopefully be with us just a little bit in the next hour so he can really have the floor and break this down. But I have to preface all of this first. Daily Mail, Financial Times. Later I'll read some of the quotes, but I want to go to them because of time. London Telegraph, all reporting. He talks about the Maastricht Treaty and how that exempted the city of London within London, the financial district, kind of like the Vatican has its own city, or D.C. has its own city, or Israel's kind of become its own city-state that is its own sovereign. It was exempt, but if this continues, England is already, most of their laws, Monty can give you the exact number, but the mainstream news over there says 70%+, are made by unelected bureaucrats, even though the UK people and the Brits at the center of it in England were never allowed to vote on it. They were brought into it like most other EU members, conquered financially through fraud. And here's the Prime Minister, David Cameron. UK should stay in EU, says Cameron. He goes on to say, London Independent, it's also in BBC, that he will try to block letting the UK, England, Scotland, Ireland, Northern Ireland, vote on this. So this is a big deal. My dad called me this morning. He said, why aren't you covering this? You know, I read it yesterday. I barely mentioned it, but I didn't talk about it. John Major's come out and said this is a great way to basically get out of the euro or to weaken the euro instead of getting more power and get UK sovereignty back. So this is a critical time for these people. Okay, this unelected, the expert Lord Monckton joins us now to break down what the euro really is, what it's doing, this new power grab out of the crisis they've created, and the extraordinary thing of John Major coming out, former head of the Tories, sounding more Margaret Thatcher-esque, saying sovereignty, get out of this world government system. He actually talks about it. But then the other conservative, current conservative leader, The current Tory is saying he will try to block the UK from actually having a say in its affairs. Very tyrannical. So to bring us clarity is a big insider, Lord Monckton, who's at the top of Downing Street, is a top advisor, a journalist, in the middle of it, heading up the UK Independence Party at the highest levels. He can give you the pure inside on what's happening. Lord Monckton, thank you for joining us. Sorry about the six-minute preface, but I wanted to really try to break down for Americans just how big this is. I mean, it sounds like, you know, Germany today, the world tomorrow, Europe today, the world tomorrow. We're seeing this tyranny try to metastasize, and I see a chance to kill the cancer now. Lord Monckton.
Well, I'm very good that you introduce it as bluntly as that, because it is a tyranny now. The people of Britain want to get out. They most certainly want to have a say on whether they stay in this monster or get out. And, of course, David Cameron, who pretended before the last election that he would give us a referendum on whether we stay in or come out, has now decided that he wants to join the tyranny. And therefore he won't give us the referendum which he promised us. The Labour Party also promised us a referendum, but they're not very keen on having one either. The fact is that all the major political parties in Britain now have gone socialist. They've gone fascist, really, I suppose is the word for it. They no longer want the British people to have a say in British legislation. To answer one question you raised, it's 5 laws in 6. That are now made by or at the behest of the European dictatorship. 5 out of 6 of our laws, we have no say, no vote, no voice, no power. We are just told what the law is going to be, and we have to salute and obey. And John Major, frankly, it's time he woke up, because it was he who, by forcing Britain into the Maastricht Treaty against the will of the British people, against the will of his own party, split the Conservative Party, created UKIP in effect. I mean, the party was already in existence then, but it was only when he forced us into the Maastricht Treaty, which finally gave away our independence, that many people in the Conservative Party, including me, began to realise that the Conservative Party no longer cared about Britain's democracy. So for him now to change around and say, well, maybe we should start taking back from Europe some of the powers which he gave to Europe, that is a significant event, as is the recent defection to UKIP of the former Conservative leader in the House of Lords, very significant figure, Lord Hesketh, an immensely rich man, and UKIP could always do with money. He has now said he's joining UKIP because he's absolutely fed up to the back teeth with the Conservative Party no longer representing the people. And it was he, under the government of John Major, that forced the Maastricht Treaty through and prevented the House of Lords from demanding, as many of us, my father at that time, wished, a referendum on the issue. He fought that off. So he, too, is a significant convert from the forces of darkness to the army of light and truth. And what we are seeing now is almost a stampede out of the Tory party and into UKIP, because people have realized that the Tory party has now simply become another version of socialism. It's, if you like, a softer, bluer, greener version of socialism, but it's socialism red in tooth and claw for all that. And socialism, in essence, means dictatorship. It means taking power away from you and me and the ballot box and putting it into the hands of the great and the good, the usual suspects.
And what
so these are very, very significant changes, Alex, that are going on here. This is a sea change. I mean, what's going to happen is that UKIP at each election gains a little. In fact, in European elections, it's already the second largest British party. And with David Cameron making the kind of noises he's making now, and with people like John Major, a former Tory Prime Minister, Lord Hesketh, a former Tory leader in the Lords, joining UKIP in saying enough is enough, this has gone too far, this is going to mean that the next European election, which comes up in 2 or 3 years' time, we might well become the largest British party in the European Parliament. That would be a very significant event. Certainly, the trend of events is now moving towards us, because if we move on, if we may, to the euro, this failed project, which I think was always designed to fail, And you have also spotted this a long way back.
Well, they've admitted that. In fact, hold on just a second, Lord Moncton, because I want to go back before you expand and continue. For people living in North America, living in the U.S., the magnitude of this, the same shareholders of the European Central Bank are, you know, the very same crew that runs our Federal Reserve that is endorsing the October Bolshevik Revolution here. There's no doubt that's what the dominant groups running the Occupy Wall Street are calling for, a collectivism, a demonization of free market, with the big mega banks pushing it, wanting to use the unwashed crowd to scalp any middle class people that they haven't robbed yet. So your fight is our fight. And so I was thinking I was correct reading this, but you've confirmed that. To have John Major come out, and these quotes are just astounding in the Financial Times, and say, we don't have a vote in Europe. We need to get our sovereignty back. We need to force this, is a major power structure break, and really shows a huge weakening of Prime Minister David Cameron. And it's another example of how the fascists want to collectivize us down on the farm while they sit back with all the wealth. So it really is fascism sitting upon a collectivist model at the lower level. That's what I've always seen from these people. They want to make it like socialism, fascism, communism, three different things, really just three different flavors of the same cyanide Kool-Aid. But to be specific here with my question, what does this signify to have David Cameron come out and say, I don't want you to be able to vote as we come to this moment of truth where all of Europe is told you will give up whatever sovereignty you have left to an unelected group who will levy taxes upon you? I mean, this is far worse than what King George was doing to the colonies. I mean, this is such naked tyranny, and they're not even lying anymore, saying we're going to do this so we can give you your free welfare. And no, they're saying in Europe, we will give you financial devastation unless you capitulate. I mean, this is so Hitlerian.
Well, I'm afraid one does start using these words like fascist and Hitlerian when one looks at what is happening. And there's no doubt that the political class in Europe, as in America, is now grabbing for absolute power. It's trying to end democracy. It's trying to preserve all the trappings and all the appearance of democracy. You can still go to the polls every 4 years, but it won't make any difference because the decisions will all be taken by people you don't elect, you can't hold to account, you can't question them, you can't remove them, and you can't replace them. We've been living under that system now for 20 or 30 years, with the Hitlers of the European Union. Of course, they don't wear jackboots. Of course, they don't go around gassing people anymore. It's not that kind of thing. What it is, though, is it could very easily lead to that, because if you don't keep democracy as a constant injection of restraint and common sense into the governing system, then that's the way things go towards ever greater extremism. You only have to look at this whole climate rubbish. Now, anybody with half a brain can see that that's been oversold prodigiously. And yet the entire governing class worldwide went for it. Why? Not because they cared about whether it was true or not. All they cared about was it convenient? Was it expedient? Was it profitable? Was it going to give them this power that they want in ever larger chunks?
It was another power grab, so that's my question. That's my question before we get back into the whole latest on climate. What is going to happen then in England if you have John Major coming out and saying we deserve to be able to vote and we need to get out of the euro or at least weaken it? And then you've got all these people prancing around in the fake Labour parties and the fake Tory parties, as you said, giving you two choices of the same thing. That's their, you know, modern tyrannical way. What is going to happen is they're purely revealed. I mean, most of the European countries were brought in without a vote. Now they're being told you'll have no authority over taxes. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, all you've got to do is call them out, and you'd think they would just fall, but they don't.
Well, they don't because our political class will not let us have a say on this. You see, when the political class gets something, when the government gets something wrong, and it got Europe very badly wrong at a very early stage, and when it becomes blindingly obvious to everyone that the government got it wrong, and the entire governing class got it wrong, then it simply can't and won't admit its mistake. Why? Because although ministers come and go, the civil servants in the background who are in favour of all this, because if they want more pay and greater power, they can just go to Europe and get a European civil service job. They are all still in place. They are all untouched by whatever the people may think. And they don't want this change. They don't want to admit their mistake any more than they do on the climate thing. I only bring in the climate thing here as an illustration of how no longer does our governing class care whether it's getting things right or wrong. It doesn't even try to get them right. It simply governs purely for the sake of dismantling democracy. That's what's going on now. Piece by piece, step by step, they're taking democracy away. They're doing it largely by stealth. We still have elections. They don't mean anything. You can get a David Cameron or a David Miliband or whatever the other fellow's called. These people, they're all the same. They all stand for the same things. And realistically, the chance of UKIP becoming the largest party in British elections, that's still quite some way off, but it will come step by step. As gradually the people of Britain, many of whom listen to your program, hear people like me saying to them, we are not going to give up on you. It's not the whole governing class that has turned against you. We are going to speak for democracy, for freedom, for the right of you, the people, we, the people.
Yes, yes, sir. Stay there. We're going to come right back. Come right back, Lord Moncton.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com. InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Pointed out that each generation faces a new form of tyranny, and it always looks different and is packaged different and smells different to a certain extent than the last one. And because people don't know history, they're doomed to repeat it. Whereas Lord Acton said, power corrupts, or power tends to corrupt, absolute power Krebs, absolutely. And there is no doubt with all of their taxes, their regulations, banning kids, having balloons, outdoor space heaters, businesses, everything the euro does is pure tyranny. And now it's transferring publicly to an undemocratic thing. And our own media is praising it. I mean, it's Twilight Zone-ish to see this as they just normalize it. And now there's cracks in the facade. You have David Cameron. I mean, here's the headline. UK should stay in the EU, says Cameron. He goes on to say he will not support, will try to block a referendum on UK membership of the European Union. Imagine, you go under something that makes your laws, and it's a bureaucracy that has a debating committee, but you're it's like our super Congress now with spending bills. They bring forward the bill, not an individual member, it's not debated, it's brought forward for an up or down vote, and if you don't pass it, then it just goes ahead and the super Congress passes it. It's like, you can rubber stamp this if you want, but if you don't, we're going ahead with it. I mean, this is like a Monty Python skit or something about a false democracy or false republic. And democracies are dangerous because people can vote for something bad, but you can have a republic that has democracy in it but blocks excesses. This is the worst form, where it's just pure tyranny. So just to get this straight then, what is the magnitude of this? Because the former British Prime Minister, former Tory, John Major, says this will end UK sovereignty. It will transfer the financial system of London to Frankfurt. What is the full import of this? What does this say about the power structure in the UK that this is happening?
The first thing to say is that Frankfurt already controls the city of London. From the 1st of January last year, 2010, all control over the regulation of the City of London passed to the European Union. It did so more or less secretly. There are still quite a lot of people in the city who themselves don't realise who their new masters now are. But the City of London is already history. People are moving out. Large financial institutions are realising that they don't want to be in a City of London that's part of the European Union. They want to be outside it. They're moving to Geneva. And here's the thing. So many of them are now trying to move to Switzerland, which is in Europe but outside the European Union, has all the trading rights and freedoms but none of the obligations and none of the political nonsense. It remains a democracy. They now have so many people from the City of London, major firms, trying to get out of Britain and get out of Europe, this new sinister dictatorship, and get into Switzerland instead, that the Swiss canton, where the financial centre in Switzerland is, has had to close its waiting list for applications from Britain to move in and set up business there. That's how fast people are now already realising that the City of London is finished. This great institution, which has been there trading successfully and freely for more than 600 years, has just gone through two of the worst decades for stock market performance since records first began more than 600 years ago.
So what Hitler was unable to do, the euro has now done.
That's right. They have taken the power away from the City of London. And I remember I went and had breakfast with the Lord Mayor, this is about 20 years ago now, and he was urging me to write a leading article in the Evening Standard, for which I then set the editorial policy on the political matter.
Lord Monckton, I apologize for interrupting. Can you do five more minutes and finish this amazing story? Okay, great, because he's been... Sure, stay there. We're going to be right back in 1 minute. For 20 years predicting this, now it's happening.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.